driving down Highway 7. No, was I going? Yeah, I was going to down 62 last night.
Okay.
And it merges down. The left lane disappears. And so everybody has to merge over into the middle lane from the left lane as you're eastbound on 62 on the crosstown. And everybody knows the zipper merge, except there's always one person that they're the zipper merge police.
Yeah.
And they're like, he's got his ass halfway in the left lane to make sure nobody can merge around him. And it's like, you are the problem.
Exactly.
You think you are the one that's right. You think that everybody wants to zipper merge is the problem. You are the problem.
Yep.
That's why the zipper merge never caught on in Minnesota, because all it takes is one idiot to not understand how the zipper merge works.
There are certain things, like, just even the advanced places do not adapt well to. It's like the roundabout where I'm from. People just cannot adapt to a roundabout.
I love the roundabouts. I mean, seriously, it's like, you know you're going to slow down. You know you're not going to get to zip through it. Probably saves a whole lot of lives. They're everywhere now. But once in a while, I will find myself pulling into the roundabout without really looking.
Oh, it's not good.
I'm like, oh, I'll just go ahead and pull in to see, oh, there was a car there.
Yikes.
Oh, that's not good. Good morning. It is KDWB, Dave, Fallon, Jenny, and Drake. We're all back. Jenny's back from Thailand, in case you missed that. And we've got Christmas Wish coming up a little bit later on. And we thought that what we would do at the very beginning, because it is Christmassy, the very beginning of the show, there is a local game creator that came up with a game called Snake Oil, and we play this once in a while. We're going to play the Christmas version of Snake Oil. Now, the way it works is I'll give you a Christmas word and a product, like another noun.
Okay.
And then you have to combine those two any way you want and make a random Christmassy product and do an ad for it. Okay?
All right. Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and give you one to start. Jenny, are you ready?
Oh,
are you
I'm
feeling alive, Jenny? I didn't recognize Jenny this morning because she was walking so slowly through the building lobby. I thought, that's not Jenny. She's walking way too casually today.
Well, I told Dave it was because I got in my car and threw my coffee mug in such a rapid pace that it spilt everywhere.
Oh,
so
God.
I had to take it slow as I was walking in because I was like, just slow down.
She doesn't have her clinky heels on either, so we're not going to hear her coming from a mile
clunk,
away.
Clunk, clunk, clunk. All right, you ready, Jenny? Here we go.
Ready.
Your words are Santa and broom. You can make it broom Santa or Santa broom, but you got to do an ad for it. Ready, go.
The Santa broom is the perfect holiday gift this season. Why is that, you might ask? Mm. Well, because Santa, sometimes he gets into too many of your snacks. And so if he comes over at night and you hear him rumbling around in those cabinets and you're like, Santa, the cookies are the only thing you're supposed to be having. Get out that Santa broom. It gets rid of Santa in 2.5 seconds. That's right. You just swish, swish, left, right, and bye-bye to Santa. On to the next house of presents for kids.
Are you chasing Santa out of the house with a broom?
Yeah.
What?
The Santa broom is $2.99.
$2.99. What a deal. At least it's cheap.
I bet a bunch of people buy that, Jenny. Wow.
I know.
Dave, you ready?
I am ready, yeah.
All right, Dave, you have the mistletoe bicycle or bicycle mistletoe.
Okay, I'm going to go for bicycle mistletoe, and here we go. Introducing bicycle mistletoe. You've seen it on the roofs. You've seen it on ceilings. Now you can put mistletoe on your bicycle. That's right. Bicycle on your handlebars. Bicycle on your seat. Bicycle mistletoe on your tires. That means everywhere you go, people are going to know, he wants a kiss.
Write it. Okay.
Write it into Goodyear. Write it into Chili's. Write it into Pittsburgh Blue. Write it into Best Buy and say, I'm here for my kiss.
Oh.
People will flock to your bicycle to give you a kiss under the mistletoe. But not for use for not for use by children.
No.
And buy one, get one free. God, okay. All right.
BOGO deal. We got to love that around the holidays.
Yeah, I do love it.
Let's
Good
do
point.
Drake, because Drake is not... Look, he's yawning. He's yawning right now. He is not ready.
Don't
Are
call
you
me
awake?
Out like that.
Or what does your hat say, just send it? What is that?
It's just send it.
What does
you
that
just
mean,
like,
just send it?
You just send it. I don't know. You just... How would you describe
that's
it?
That's, like, that's when you, like if, for instance, if Jake and Dylan were skiing...
Yeah.
And
there's a big
jump. Yeah, big jump. He'd be like, just send it. And then that's
go off the big
and
jump.
Then go off the big jump.
Yeah.
Taking
heard
a
that
bunch
before.
Of shots at the bar. Just send it.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily a skiing or drinking term. It's
no.
kinda like it means go for it.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Get her done. Is
no.
it mean get her done?
No. That's your catchphrase.
Get her
done. The hillbilly version.
Yeah.
All right. Fallon, here we have.
Oh, wait, I thought you were doing Drake.
Oh, Drake. Okay, here we go, Drake. Ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your word is boots and tree. So you either have tree boots or boots tree. Go.
You ever get tired of your tree just soaking up all the water that you put under the Christmas tree when you get it up in your house?
Yeah.
Don't worry. The new boot tree can help you out with that. it'll go right underneath the little tree log on the bottom, and it will soak up that water you put under the tree, and you can have plenty of water going into the Christmas holidays this season. Get hydrated with the Tree Boot. Only $5.99.
Nice. Okay.
That's all I got.
That's, you know, when you get put on the spot, that's kind of what happens.
So, Dave, what would you call a tree base? Would you call it a little tree log, or would you call it maybe
a trunk?
Trunk?
Yeah, trunk. A trunk of a tree.
But you wouldn't call it a tree log.
Not really.
I was trying to remember the name of it.
Alan?
Oh, God, it's going to be worse.
Yours, reindeer sleep or sleep reindeer?
All right.
Go.
Oh, sleeping can be difficult for some of us. Not me, I sleep well. But if you're like my husband who wakes up in the middle of the night, get yourself a sleep reindeer. You pick up this reindeer and it's filled with delightful little warm beans that you can put in your microwave. And it doesn't smell like lavender. No, it smells like pine. Think about laying in bed with this warm, cozy reindeer with that delightful smell of pine to lull you back to sleep. Also perfect for women who have cramps. Lay that thing on your stomach and get it for everyone in your family at $12.99.
What a deal. Wow.
Yeah.
It's basically I ripped off those beanbag neck things, you know, that you put in the microwave, but it's shaped like a reindeer. So it's different. It's a sleep reindeer.
It is Snake Oil, the Christmas version on KDWB. How are you? Let us know if there's anything you need, the shout out or a birthday or a new baby or you're quitting your job today or you're taking a big test. I'll give you a shout out. Send me a text at KDWB1. That's our short code. It's always working. We'll be back with Christmas Wish coming up in a second. This will kind of get your heart warmed up a little bit this morning as you hear about somebody who's maybe needs a little bit of help during the holiday season. You'll hear their story and how we are helping them next. 2, 3, 4. If you buy an expensive face wash, don't use Head and Shoulders instead. This is a thing. You guys heard about this one?
No.
You buy expensive face wash. But TikTokers are claiming the best face wash for people with acne is Head and Shoulders shampoo. Dermatologists say it's not really a cure-all, but it might work for some people.
Oh.
And obviously, it's a lot cheaper than some of the other stuff that you can buy that's, you know, just for acne.
Yeah, there are so many different products for that. It's crazy.
There's an influencer named Elise Meyer. She posted about it recently and kind of kick-started the trend.
We love Elise.
You've heard of her before. You might remember her epic worst date ever story that went viral last year. It involved the guy that tricked her into buying 100 tacos.
Yeah.
She says a dermatologist gave her a tip in middle school and told her the zinc in it is great for your skin. So she stopped using it a while back and started buying expensive face wash instead. But her acne came back with a vengeance, so she started over again. She says even the generic Walmart version of Head & Shoulders works. So Head and Shoulders for your acne.
Good to know. That's very random.
So you go to a sporting event and then there's people who are like, you know, polite and whatever, and they, you know, whatever, they're nice and they don't bother you. Then there are people who do things that just ruin the whole experience. And now we have a survey of the rudest things that will ruin the Vikings game, the Twins game. The Timberwolves game is already ruined because the Timberwolves are playing.
Well,
I showed up at the Timberwolves game the other day. Yeah. I was really disappointed because the Timberwolves were there. I'm like, can't we get a good game? Can we get a good team out on the court?
How dare you?
Go Bucks. Come on, Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, they are pretty good.
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
Yeah. Milwaukee Bucks?
Yeah.
Milwaukee Bucks.
They made it to the finals the last couple years.
Yeah, go Bucks. Okay, anyway. So here are the things that we don't like. Standing up and blocking your view. People say that is the worst. I don't notice that so much at sporting events.
Agreed, yeah.
More like concerts.
Yeah.
Because the people that are standing up don't realize that the people behind them are not standing up. They want to sit down.
Well, and just tall people in general. My friend Brandon is insane tall, and he was like, trust me when I say I feel as bad as you are mad when I'm standing in front of people. He's like, I feel like absolute crap, but there's nothing I can do about being tall.
No, nothing you can do. Other things that get on people's nerves at sporting events, getting drunk, cutting in line, heckling.
Yeah, that's awful. I don't even want to be around a heckler. That makes me so uncomfortable.
Blocking the aisle, not attending to their kids, using profanity. This happened one time. I took the kids, Allison and Chase, when they were both about 8 or 9 years old. I took them to a World Series game in Arizona.
Yeah.
And there was a guy next to us going, F the mother, F and mother, mother, F, you've sass. And I'm like, can you stop? Because I have kids here.
Yeah.
Of course, I'd forgotten about the fact that the kids hear me swear all the time. In traffic on the way to the game, I was like, you mother effing God, stupid son of a... But he's like, oh, man. And I remember it very clearly. He felt bad.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, man, I'm really sorry. And then 15 minutes later, he apologized again. He's like, I still feel bad, man. I'm really sorry. I'm like, it's okay. So using profanity, squatting in seats that aren't there. So when you get to your seats, there's this family that are in your seats and you feel stupid going, yeah, I think those are my seats.
You always say that to you. Always go, I think. And you look at yours like maybe you're wrong, even though you know you're
wrong.
Not.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. No, you know you're not. You're like, I maybe even on an airplane, I think I might be 11C. I don't know.
I always double check because it was the Air Force football game a couple of weeks ago. And I was in section, there's L for lower, M for middle, and U for upper. My seats were in like M6.
Okay.
So I go get a drink and I walk around looking at things and I come back and now I'm looking for my seat in L6.
Oh.
And there was somebody in my seat and I'm like, those sons of bees, they're in my seats. Things don't look right. I don't recognize any of these people. This is weird. Oh, I'm one level lower. All right. Yeah. Other things that ruin your event, repeatedly leaving their seats and then talking on the phone.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, I can see that being weird.
Yeah, don't talk on the phone during a sporting event. I mean, come on.
I don't feel like I've ever seen that happen.
No.
No, I mean, it's too loud, really. Yeah, you really don't. It is KDWB, the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. We're going to do a Christmas wish coming up in a few minutes. If you haven't heard a Christmas wish yet, maybe this is the one that will kind of get you in the Christmas spirit and kind of get you in that giving mood. We love doing Christmas wish. It's a love and not love kind of a thing. We love helping people.
Yes.
We also don't love the fact that some people are going through what they're going through at Christmas. So, but it is kind of heartwarming and we love to do it. We'll do a Christmas wish next on KDWB. I love that song. It's like 60 years old, but it fits on KDWB. It is Christmas Wish on the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. Another one coming up this morning. What are we doing, like 7:35 or so?
Yes.
Another Christmas Wish. If you want to nominate somebody, if you don't know anybody that you need to nominate, you are living a very blessed life.
Yep.
You don't have anybody, a friend or a family member or a coworker or a daycare lady that needs a Christmas wish, then you are very blessed. I don't know anybody who, I'm going to tell you a quick story.
Okay.
Years ago, and I don't want to give too many details, I don't want to embarrass anybody, but somebody in our circle of friends heard that somebody was really hurting for Christmas. And so I don't remember the details, but they had a family of like four kids and mom and dad, and they heard that they were really hurting for Christmas. So we gathered up some neighbors and friends, and we went shopping, went to Target, bought them a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And we took it over to their house, and they were so gracious. They were so gracious and so thankful. It turned out they didn't need it at all.
Oh.
They didn't need it at all. They were so embarrassed, but they didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
So they wrote us all an email later, and they said, it was so nice, you guys. We're fine. We don't need this. Please. We're going to donate it. I hope you don't mind. We're going to donate it. So
here was
a very well-intended situation where we wanted to help people. We felt really good about it. So I guess the lesson is, make sure there really is a need.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the time, you know, just because somebody has lost a job or, you know, mom and dad are sick or dad's got, you know, cancer or mom, whatever, sometimes there's not really a need.
Yeah.
So, but if there is a need, you know, there's a need. So that's the ones we want to hear from. Send that into the wish form is on kdwb.com/wish. Let's do Dave's Dirt and find out what's going on in showbiz and lifestyle and things, and we'll do it right now.
Dave's Dirt on 101.3 KDWB.
Some sad news yesterday. Christine McVie of Fleetwood Mac passed away. Obviously, you've heard of Stevie Nicks, maybe, and Lindsey Buckingham, but Christine maybe wasn't as big of a name, even though she was in the group the entire time. She was a vocalist and the keyboardist for Fleetwood Mac. So very sad news. They did do Christmas in Rockefeller Center last night, so they always have performances. I love this song. It's one of those like kind of newer ones that I genuinely enjoy hearing. It's the Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani song.
Christmas.
few years old, but I love it. And then Alicia Keys performed as well. Those are the only two clips I have. I'm not sure. Pentatonix may have been there. I didn't know.
I didn't watch it. Allison, I was on FaceTime with my daughter Allison and Ava last night, and Evelyn crying in the background. And she said, "Are you going to watch Christmas in Rock? Are you going to watch the tree lighting, Rockefeller?" Yeah. And I said, "That holds no interest for me.
Yeah,
It's just not." So I watched Pepsi. Where's My Jet?
Oh, okay.
Part 2 and 3.
Wow, exciting stuff. Speaking of voices like Alicia Keys, this is a new game that Jake and I play. I asked him this weekend, I said, would you rather, if you could have, like, the voice of Sam Smith or Leon Bridges, who would you pick? So that's what we do. Like, who would you rather have the voice of, this person or this one? Anyway, spoiler, he picked Leon Bridges over Sam Smith. No,
thanks for spoiling it for me, because I was going to play that game with him this weekend. Go on.
Oh, well, you have to pick two different people.
Okay,
all right. And Olivia Rodrigo is hinting at new music coming.
And I'm so excited for next year and all of the new things and new music that 2023 will bring. So I'm sending so much love your way, and thank you again.
I got my liquor license last week. That's a new one she could work on. She's getting closer to 21 now, I bet. And that's it for Dirk, because we got time.
I just want to let you know, put it on my Instagram.
What's that?
I said yesterday, I get catalogs all the time because I actually buy stuff from catalogs that come in the mail. So I get on everybody's mailing list. So I got a catalog the other day, and it's called Donna Salyer's Fabulous Furs Holiday 2022 Luxury Faux Fur.
Faux
so it's a
fur.
Paper catalog. Well, nobody sells or buys real fur anymore. I wouldn't even consider that. Unless it was really, really sharp.
Okay.
And then I would be like, give me that mink. No.
What is happening?
It's faux fur. So I looked and there's a men's section way in the back on page 50, and there's some handsome devils all sporting men's fur coats. It's all faux fur, and I put it on my Instagram, and I said, go ahead and judge me, but this is what I want for my main Christmas present, a faux fur jacket. Which one do you like, Jenny?
I like, on your Instagram pictures, I like the second one that has the hood. I think that's very fitting for you.
Because you need a hood. Yeah, in the winter. Yeah, okay, Minnesota. Good. What about you, Fallon?
You cannot get the Smoky Fox.
What?
That is so weird, though. If I had to pick one for you, you're an Arctic wolf, Dave. The first one, I think, is you.
Hey.
Drake, take a look at my Instagram, yeah, Dave Ryan, KWB. I want a faux fur for Christmas.
Yeah, the hooded parka.
Fine. See, both Jenny
like
and
that
Drea.
One. Yeah, I kind of like that. I'm
These
going
are for... so expensive, even for faux jackets.
I'm going to talk them down.
You think you are?
I don't think that's how a catalog works.
Oh, wait. Your catalog says $50 off. You have a coupe.
it does. It's okay, good. Okay, good to know. So it's not cheap. It's $435.
Jeez.
But that's an average Christmas present price in our family Christmas present.
I thought you were talking about me since I have you for Christmas this year. And I was going to say, no, it's
no,
not.
No, let me tell you, Jenny you and I are at odds here because I got Jenny a $500 Target gift card. I don't know if you know the story. About 2 years ago, I got Jenny a $500 gift card for Christmas.
Yeah.
She never even said thank you. So
that is Dave's version of the story. My version is that I did say thank you, and I don't think he was listening.
That feels like it could be accurate.
True. All right, we'll be back in a minute on KDWB. We're going to do Asking for a Friend. There is somebody who wants to go on, they're calling it a sex vacation.
Oh.
And trust me, it's not going to get dirty or disgusting, but they want to go on basically a vacation with a guy where they're going to hook up. That's the point of going. Mm-hmm. Well, is it a good idea or not?